Well, the Democratic National Convention kicks off today, but it will look very different from then in years past. And joining us this morning with a preview of that convention is WATD's political analyst, John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, we can start, Dan, by saying both the Democratic and Republican conventions are going to face one major problem. How many people are going to watch?
That is true, because this year is very different. It's being done virtually.
In every aspect, and the Democrats are having what they're calling 17 keynote speakers, and one of them, a Republican, the former governor of Ohio, Kasich, and that should be interesting. And you know there's another person going to speak on Wednesday.
That's right, our state's senior Senator Elizabeth Warren.
And that should be interesting, but that's one of the things the Democrats have to watch out for, is that they don't become too liberal during the convention with their speakers, because one of the things they're doing is playing defense, and it's their election to lose.
Now, we talked about some of them, but who do you think are going to be the most important speeches at this convention?
Well, I think the Obamas are key people. The former president is a great speaker and somebody who will rally the troops. And the question is, does the vice presidential candidate outshine the presidential candidate?
Now, what do Biden and former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, the presidential and vice presidential nominees respectively, need to convey at this convention?
That they keep their progressives happy, but don't offend middle America. That is the big thing, and it depends on how many things they promise and how much they're going to cost.
So what are likely to be the major talking points, would you say, throughout the convention?
That obviously the key for the Democrats is they don't like Trump. So I think that's going to be the key, and they feel that a lot of middle America, especially suburban women, don't like Trump, and they hope to capitalize on that.
Now, do you think COVID's going, I would imagine that would be a major issue as we go into this convention?
Oh, no question. That's why they're doing what they're doing, and it's become a major issue in this election, and they're going to show how they feel Trump hasn't handled it well.
What other probably talking points do you think we're going to see throughout this besides COVID?
Well, I think they're going to see that they're going to try to show that the Democrats are going to be the ones that protect all the people. But the negative for the Democrats is all these uprising in cities, and how does middle America react to that?
And as you said, of course, they're going to be talking a lot about Trump. How much focus do you think he's going to get at this convention?
Oodles. I think the 4 days are going to be bashing Trump.
So what specific thing, though, do you think that will be? I mean, there's going to be so much that's unexpected, but what do you really think is probably going to be the most interesting thing of all of this, if you had to put it into one thing?
I think it's how many people watch. Because, you know, in conventions in the past, you know, you fought over the Rules Committee. You had people cheering. There's going to be none of that. So I think how many people actually watch this one and the one next week.
All right. Well, it'll certainly be an interesting sight and very different from what we've seen before. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan.